This is Pod Populi,
podcast for the people.
The Great Love Debate. It's the Great Love Debate.
The Great Love Debate. It's the Great Love Debate.
Hi again, everyone. It's Brian Howie. Welcome to The Great Love Debate, the world's number one dating and relationship podcast since 2015. I am back here in the studios of Pod Populi, podcasts for the people. One order of business, because I get a lot of emails on this because I've been kind of wishy-washy over the last couple weeks. And people are like, you keep saying you're going to put your live tour schedule up and I don't see the shows on sale yet, and et cetera, et cetera. I kind of had to figure out how many more shows I wanted to do. I've been doing the Great Love Debate live shows for, 8 years, 9 seasons, 8 years. It's a long time. And certain places still make me curious. And I've said before that everything you do in life or in a relationship should be driven by passion and curiosity. Passion and curiosity. The intersection of those two things create just about everything good in life and your existence. So, you know, I've been to 140 something cities. I've been to a whole bunch of countries because this subject matter, which I talk to you guys about every week, I'm still passionate and I'm still curious about. That being said, there are certain cities that I've been to a bunch or they just don't do it for me anymore. So, you know, I've been to, Denver. You know, we've probably done a dozen shows in Denver over the last 8 years. Doesn't do it for me. So I'm probably not going to go back there. Foreign countries, that does it for me. Like, you know, some of the best shows we've ever done was like the show in Sydney and the show in Tel Aviv and the show in Montreal. Like those do it for me. But, you know, with this, the state of the world and travel and committing time to something that may or may not happen because of the state of the world, it's challenging. So, you know, we lost some shows over the last 2 years. We lost a couple shows in Auckland, New Zealand, which I was passionate and curious about. We lost some shows in Singapore, London, and I still want to do those because I'm passionate and curious about those things. But as far as domestically, I don't know. So we're kind of winding it down. I'm not sure. I've said this is the last show probably like two less times than Elton John over the last 7-8 years. So I don't want to say that again, but we're definitely getting down to it. It has to be the right city, the right venue, the right bag of cash, and the right amount of passion and curiosity. So with that in mind, there are some definites, places where I'm definitely doing a show this year. I am definitely doing a show in Boston. I am definitely doing a show in Nashville. I love Nashville. I love Boston. I'm definitely doing a show in New York. I am lukewarm on New York, but I owe the venue, which is a fantastic venue, a show. So I'm going to do it there. And I'm definitely going to do another one in Florida, South Florida. So those are four, you know, sorry, West Coast. I'm not going to say never, but I definitely can't guarantee it. So check the tour schedule, greatlovedebate.com. We'll see what's up there. But we're definitely winding down. So if you get a chance to go, don't wait. We get a lot of people like, oh, when do you come to Seattle? We've been to Seattle 9 times. You know, Dallas was places where we've been 100 times and you just discovered us. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, anyway, so that will be updated soon. So next week or the week after, we're doing a mailbag. But I got a lot of bits and pieces that came through the interwebs over the last few weeks, and kind of odds and ends, potpourri. So I'm in the studio by myself today. So I kind of wanted to touch on a bunch of them. And they're mostly things that people were asking me if they should do. And my answer would be, please don't do that. So I'm going to hit you guys with a whole bunch of scenarios and questions and habits that a lot of people either have been asking about or that I've noticed that they're doing. And my answer is, oh my God, please don't do that. So the first one I got, because I noticed it and somebody asked my opinion on it, which really doesn't have anything to do with Great Love Debate. They just socially asked my opinion about the married people. And there are quite a few of you who listen to this show. and you are a couple who, I'm going to rule out grandma and grandpa who are 85 years old and they do this, but say you are under 65 and you do this, if you're a couple who combines your email address or your social media accounts, so it's Dave Brenda New York, or it's, you know, Kelly and Andy at Gmail, and it's the same, please don't do that. Oh my God, please don't do that. Be people. Just because you got married, that shouldn't be your defining characteristic. You are not Siamese married. Can I? Is Siamese twin still an acceptable term? Is that offensive? To conjoined. I think conjoined is the term. Sorry. Any of our conjoined people out there who are listening, I'm sorry. But please don't do that. Be individual people. Have your own thoughts and hobbies and habits and friends and people you want to communicate with. I can't even imagine the practicality of something like that. Like, honey, email, oh, that's for you. Oh, did you answer it? It's ridiculous. It's dumb. You're far more likely to break up if you do something like this. I do believe that. So you're going to have to start a new one anyway. So start now. Save time, Sarah and John, together forever at Gmail. Don't be together. Not like that. That's the one that you can easily control. Set up your own social media. You're not an LLC. You're not under one umbrella. You could do your own thing. Set up your own emails. Because if you don't get that many emails, it's not a big deal. And if you get a ton of emails, it is a big deal that you're sharing it. It's ridiculous. Stop doing that. Please don't do that. The next thing that I'm going to give you is, I'm watching the local news the other day, the morning news. I like the morning news. I like to know what's happening in whatever community I'm in. I like it. I like to take the temperature of it. I like how they do the weather and the traffic. I like it. But anyway, I'm watching the local news, and they had a story on Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns, the basketball player, breaking up with Kendall. Is there a Kendra Kardashian Jenner? One of Kim's sisters. One of Kim's younger sisters. I don't know if she's a Jenner or Kardashian. Devin Booker was dating a Jenner Kardashian. I think it was Kendall. That's my final answer. Kendall. Sorry. Kim is top dog, and then everybody else is everybody else. But anyway, the news people were reporting it as a news story. And I don't care how slow a news day your news story is. Devin Booker breaking up with whichever one of the Kim's sisters. That's not a news story, but that's not really my point. My point is, if you were watching this and you had some sort of emotional reaction to it, please don't do that. You should never care about any relationship other than the one you're in. And if you aren't in one, you should care even less about other people's. So when you look at celebrities, marriages, or your friends' relationships, or things you see on social media, or even your siblings or your parents and or your grandparents, I think, you know what is good and bad are going on with them. You think you know. And you're like, I want to be like them. And root for them. Whether it's celebrities or even mom and dad, you don't have any idea what is going on. And I'm serious about that. People are like, you don't know, you're not that close with your parents. Maybe. I don't think you're as close with your parents as you think they are, that you know the status of their relationship. Maybe mom is secretly unhappy. She doesn't want to tell you necessarily. And she probably doesn't want to tell dad. Or maybe dad has lost his feelings, and that's why he fishes all the time. So you should root for their happiness, but you should root for everybody's happiness. You should want everybody to be happy and find love. That's what we're doing here. We want everybody to be happy and everybody to find love. But if you're trying to be like, oh my God, I love that couple so much. I loved them together. I loved J-Lo and Ben Affleck. She's still on Ben Affleck, right? Ben Affleck, I love them together. That's insane to me. Please don't do that. If you're someone who spent 1 second, and there are a lot of you out there who spent far more than 1 second, hoping that Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt will get back together, please don't do that. They don't do that. I don't think Jen Aniston sits around wondering if she's going to get back together with Brad Pitt. He's like 15 boyfriends ago and a marriage ago and 20 years ago. So if they don't do that, why do you do that? Don't do that. Or you looked at pictures from your friend's vacation with her husband and think, I want that. You don't even know what that is or who they are together. Please don't do that. Their business is not your business. And the reason for that is you truly have no idea about their business. So I have a little bit of idea about our business. I got to take a quick break because this is, after all, a business. Even though I'm passionate and curious, this is a business. And we'll get into some more of these things that you should please not do right after this. And we are back. And I'm running through a whole bunch of things, a grab bag full of things that please don't do that. So we've done whole episodes on this before, but if you go up to an ex, or not even an ex, maybe it's someone who just stopped calling you back, whether they ghosted you or not, they just, you don't talk to them anymore, and you see them at the supermarket or you see them at a bar or a club and you want to go up to them and say, hey, why did you do that? Please don't do that. Don't do that. You won't get the answer you want. You're not Chris Hansen. These gotcha techniques, they are pointless with people who don't care about you. And they clearly don't care about you. Certainly not now, probably not ever. If you do something because you're looking for answers, please don't do that. You're not getting them. Not in the way you want, not what you want. It's just more wasted time thinking, wondering, worrying, missing someone who doesn't think, wonder, worry, or miss you. If you're someone who's online dating opener, a lot of people, I ask people all this time, online dating, what do you open with? What do you reach out with? And if your first line is, how is your day? My God, please don't do that. Don't do that in person and don't do that online. It is the laziest form of conversation. It does not show that you care. It shows that you don't care because you gave it no thought. Their answer won't matter because your question has already shown you were too boring to be dated in the first place, if that's what you're opening up with. Small talk kills a friendship and it kills a potential relationship because you started things on a dull note. So I'm not going to get back into all the things that we've told you that you need to say and that you should say. Go listen to all of the episodes if you want those. But that is something you should never say or ask. How was your day? Use your imagination. Even if you're really curious about how someone's day was because you knew they had a tough day, ask it in a better way. Or honestly, just say hi. How are you doing? That's better. It's not an assessment of their day. And you're asking somebody, how was my day? I don't fucking know. It's 2 o'clock. It's not over. It's nails on a chalkboard. It's excruciating. Please don't do that. Do better. One of the oldest tenets we have around here at the GLD is to get rid of the words, not my type. If you're over 30 and you're still single, you have no type. Your type is not working out for you. Please don't do that. Please stop saying or thinking, I need this, this, and this. You don't. Because you probably had some version of this, this, and this before, and it didn't work out for you. Because if you're looking for this, this, and this, you're missing out on that, that, and that. And that is definitely better than this. Because you haven't had that yet. You had this, you're still here. Still here saying so-and-so is not my type. Too big, too small, too blonde, too this, too that. All of it, get rid of. Please don't do that anymore. That is probably number one on the things. People are like, what piece of advice do you got to give people? Get rid of the words, not my type. Generally speaking, also, just get rid of all your dumb rules. When you will call them, when you think, oh, I'm going to call them now. now it's time for me to say I love you. And most importantly, now is when I think I will have sex with them. All these pre-calculated, formulaic equations that you've mapped out. If I do this, this, and this, it's going to make them do this, this, and this. It's never going to be that. Ever. Some woman emailed me the other day with, I have a firm 3-month rule. No sex for 3 months of a new relationship. She meets somebody, she goes out with them, she wants to have sex with them for 3 months, which is absurd and insane and inconsistent. Not the 3 months, but because I guarantee you she has never waited 3 months for sex, ever. It's just an arbitrary line in the sand that she decided to draw up one day to see if it sort of magically changed things for her. Please don't do that. Because what does 3 months mean? What if you saw somebody 4 times in 3 months? You still go by the 3 months? I say that to people in long-distance relationships. So I go, how long have you been dating? They're like, 2 years. And I'm like, when do you see each other? They're like, every other weekend. I'm like, so you've seen each other like 40 times. So I'm not sure that's a relationship. Anybody can see anybody on weekends and holidays. That's easy. It's Tuesday morning when you got to get up and go to work. That's a relationship. Anyway, so if you saw somebody 4 times in 3 months, I don't know, is that 3 months? Well, what if you saw somebody every single day for 11 weeks? You still need to wait that last week because of this random thing you decided 3 months was magically going to change the outcome of your relationships? No. And the sex thing comes up so much at our live shows, the aforementioned live shows. And I usually steer away from it. And it's not I steer away from it because it's lazy or I'm a prude or anything. It's just such a random hole to go down, no pun intended. People are so nonsensical about it. So I'll just say this. If you are using sex as a referendum or a reward, please don't do that. Don't do that. Making him, her wait, it doesn't mean you know them better. It doesn't mean they like you better. It doesn't mean they respect you more. It just means they waited a little longer for sex. After a while, for a lot of especially dudes, it's ROI. Like, you know what? I've been at 18 times. I guess I got to wait 18 times more, but eventually I'm going to get that ROI. I'm going to get some return on this. It doesn't mean anything other than they just waited a little longer. And you're just as likely to break up the day after you had sex for the first time if you waited 5 years to do it as if you waited 5 hours to do it. It's the same. You don't know them well enough to commit to them or to be in a quote-unquote monogamous relationship with them until you've had sex. Because the sex changes everything. Everything prior to the sex is just ping-pong warm-up. It's fine. It helps. There's some feelings involved. But ultimately, it's irrelevant until you find out about the sex and how that changes things. Because people get crazy both ways. It always changes things for him, for her, for you. So if you're playing games with it, please stop doing that. It's a dangerous game to play with yourself emotionally. You do it when you want to do it and when you're comfortable do it and has nothing to do with the other person and their feelings that they may or may not have for you if you do it or don't do it. Take ownership of it. If you're playing games with it, you're going to get hurt. You wait 3 months, great. Doesn't make you any more likely to be his girlfriend or fiance or wife. It just means you simply didn't have sex with somebody for 3 months. And then when you do, the clock starts again on some other avenue of your relationship. That's really the extent of it. It's a footnote in the paragraph, in the chapter, in the book. On that note, run into these people. If you're constantly taking the temperature of your status or how the other person feels, please don't do that. Am I your boyfriend? Do you see us together for 5 years? What are your hopes for us? Please stop doing that. People hate quizzes. People hate summing up feelings in words when you want them. Not everybody's good at it. I'm pretty good at it because I spend a lot of time thinking about it. But most people, when you ask them a question on the spot and they know that that question is you want to hear a certain answer in a certain way, it's not an honest conversation. It's not honest for you to ask it. And the answer you're going to give is probably not fully formulated. Words take time and they are private in their formation to get the articulation. It's hard for people to do that. It's hard for people to write it. It's hard for people to say it. and it's certainly hard for you to, boom, get exactly what you want. Please don't do that. Putting somebody on the spot won't get you that. Asking how they feel in a moment might not say anything about how they'll feel in the morning. You're asking somebody to guess about the future when they're still getting comfortable with the present and with you and with the two of you. Just focus on the feelings, not the expression of them. And a lot of people just really need to know because they want to give an answer to other people who are asking that. What's the deal with you two? Are you guys exclusive? Are you going to get engaged? Are you going to get married? Are you going to have kids? Blah, 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 blah. Everybody, all the outsiders want to know. Takes me back to the beginning where you got to ignore everybody else doing it. Fuck them. Fuck them. Your need to announce every aspect of relationship all over social media? Please don't do that. It's not necessary. Nobody cares. Or the people who do care, you don't really want them to care. I'm not sure everybody's rooting for you. I'm not sure everybody's noticing what you want them to notice or the way you want them to. Like, stop doing that. Just be present in the moment, in the relationship, and see where it goes. Not everything means something. Not everything has to mean something. And not every question has an answer, which is fine too. We raise a lot of questions around here and we don't always have answers. And there's just as much value in that. And I really like that. So you ask me where my passion and curiosity is in this whole thing where I started out on, it's raising the questions. Sometimes we find the answers. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we share possibilities. That's all part of it. And that's what I like about it. Everything else, all these other little tricks and techniques and things you're trying to do, please don't do them. All of them. Shoot us an email, greatlovedebate at gmail.com. Like I said, we have a listener letter episode, our annual summer loving. It's a little late this year, but we got to do it. You might get one under the wire if it's really, really good. Shoot it to us, greatlovedebate at gmail.com. Check out the aforementioned tour schedule. By the time this drops, I assume one or two will be on sale. I hope so. If not, check the social media. I don't know. The Great Love to Boat is still happening. Don't give up on that. We're still doing the cruise. Most importantly, as always, like, share, subscribe. Please review this podcast. Your reviews will always be appreciated and mean a lot in the podcasting ecosystem because, as always, at The Great Love Debate, we never stop making love. See you next time.